Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, we're still trying to get our pastor, or rather shepherdess, on the line. She was just getting into what God says about abortion. So hopefully we'll be able to, I pray by the Almighty God that the network decides to cooperate, because the situation and the conversation that we're having today is quite imperative and a little bit of a touchy one. A lot of people do not want to really get into it, but we are bold enough and ready enough to tackle this conversation. And by the grace of God, we have the shepherdess back on the line. Good day, madam, again.
Thank you so much. I hope you don't lose me this time.
No. We will not lose you, because God is fighting for us. All right. You were saying, what God says about abortion.
Yes, we're talking about what God says about abortion. I picked it up from Genesis 1 verse 1, where we see God talking about in the beginning. It's a man in his image.
Okay, so it seems like we can't hear the pastor again. I have no idea. I don't know why the devil is fighting us like this. Please, wherever you are, say a quick prayer for us, because this is a conversation that's not going anywhere. We need to have it. So even if the devil thinks that he can push it to the side, we are going to have this conversation. And hopefully we'll be able to get our shepherdess Namushi back on the line, because furthermore, we're also running out of time for said interview, and I really would like to have this conversation. Let's try one last time, folks. Alrighty, we're back. Shepherdess.
Yes.
The devil is fighting us.
He is fighting us. We need to talk about this topic.
We need
so
to.
Jeremiah 1. Hello.
Yes, Jeremiah 1.
I was saying Jeremiah 1 verse 5, the Bible says, I knew you before I formed you. Hmm. So I was just saying, each child, God has a purpose for this life. Everyone who is created, God has a purpose as to why. Psalms 139 verse 16 also seems to compact to that. It says, I knew you, I saw you. He saw me in my mother's womb. So I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So each child is special. What makes each child to be special, what makes each child to be a gift, is because they are connected to God. They are connected to God. So we see this child to be precious and to be special. Mm. So that is how I see the Bible bringing out this subject on abortion. Mm, mm,
mm. Okay. And the follow-up question then to that was, is there any situations where it is justified to have an abortion? And I tread carefully with this question, because my question just before this was about the rape incident. Now, let me just explain what I mean by that. The Bible says every child, as you said, you know, I knew mm-hmm. you before you were formed, all of that. Lovely, 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 lovely. Yay! We've had a lot of Christian mothers who have gone through rape and have chosen to keep the child. However, a lot of the psychological effects that has on the person who now has to birth the child when they did not ask for the child. What do we do in situations like that if we're trying to say it's not justified?
We have incidences, just like I talked about. We have instances where there are issues where the mother's health is at risk. And that is where maybe talk about health conditions like repeated high BP, the eclampsias. You're talking about the wrong positioning of the womb. There's the ectopic pregnancies where the pregnancy is in the tube. So we are saying that the mother's life is at risk if the mother sustains this pregnancy. The pregnancy, she may die. So that means we may lose the mother and we may lose the child. So there are certain instances where pregnancy may seem to be legal because of such instances. Although we've seen rare instances where people have tried to take a chance. But we have few that have been able to survive after they say, no, you shouldn't have the baby. We have few miracle babies that have been born even after that instances. So we are talking about the health of the mother. We also have certain instances where they scan and they discover that the fetus is malformed, severely malformed, where it has maybe no eyes. It's just an object in the uterus. Mm. And so what is the whole purpose of keeping the baby? So these are instances where the mother may want to keep the baby, but we are unable to keep the baby because if she does that, she may not survive. So this is where you find it being legalized for medical purposes to say the pregnancy can be able to be terminated in this instance. You asked a question on abortion, on rape.
And it's mainly raped. About the psychological, oh Lord, okay.
Yes, I'm getting you. I'm getting you. So we are talking about somebody has been raped and they don't know who the father of this child is. We leave it up to the mother. We are going to leave it entirely up to the mother, the decision that they're going to make with this child. There are women that have been raped and they've been able to keep their babies. There are women that have been raped and they just feel like, no, I'm going to have double trauma. I'm going to have the trauma of looking at this baby every day. And I feel like it will remind me, it's like it's going to be a trigger. There are instances where people have made a decision to abort because they feel like, why should I have a baby in those circumstances that I've had? But we also have women that have made a decision in the same circumstances to keep the same baby. That's why I'm saying, I think
it's up to
let God be our judge in that instance. And the mother would make a decision. So personally, I feel if a mother was to make a decision in an instance where they were raped and they feel like, if I'm going to be looking at this baby every day and they're going to be a trigger, remind me of that instance, I wouldn't blame them. But at the same time, if a mother decided to keep the baby even after rape, I wouldn't blame them either. That is my personal comment on that. Yes.
And you said something that you shared and you didn't have to share, but you acknowledged that you yourself have experienced such. And I think I stand to be corrected, but I feel like every woman I've spoken to, including myself, has some experience in that field, which is scary. To say the least, like it's quite concerning that a lot of women can say, well, me too. And I don't, as you said, it's up to the person who and what God leads them to do. And thank you so much for sharing, because you did not have to do that. I'm glad that this is a safe enough space for you to be able to share that. That's all I wanted to say on that. Now, this question is a bit tricky. My producer wants me to be on a spike, it's clear. But it says, why does God bless people who do not want children at all with children and those who pray every day for children sometimes are barren?
Okay. I will attach it to the previous comment that you've made. I usually find this topic to be quite interesting. You were saying I didn't need to share. I was born out of wedlock, so I have a special interest with with these issues of abortion. So they are quite interesting. So we were saying, why does God bless women who don't want to keep the babies? We want to say, I think God has made the environment favorable for any woman who sleeps Yeah. Are you getting me?
We're back. Thank you, Lord. Yes. You were saying, any woman?
Thank you. Any woman who sleeps with a man, God is, the environment is favorable for them to be able to do what? To conceive a child.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is, they really don't need God to lift them and go and put them where a man is. What we are saying is the environment itself makes it favorable. Whether I'm going to choose to sleep with a man I'm married to, or I'm going to choose to sleep with a man I am not married to, whether at this time I want to have a child or I don't want to have a child. So when we talk about what make people to, so to say, to be pregnant, who are not supposed to be pregnant. I feel as though it is not really God making them to be pregnant at that time, so to say, in inverted commas. Why do I say that? God has just made the environment favorable for everybody.
Everyone.
So whether I make a wrong choice or I don't make a wrong choice, I can still be able to do what? I can still be able to conceive.
Mm.
So if we say it is God's fault that a woman is pregnant, we are putting the responsibility or the issue, the responsibility from, we are taking the responsibility from the sinner to God.
Mm.
So whether I make a wrong decision, I'm unmarried or I'm not married, I think it's good enough that I'm going to have a child. But what is important here is for us to know that we serve a loving God.
Mm.
We serve a God who allows us to make choices. Mm. We serve we are in a world where evil exists. And because of these instances, it differs when a woman can be able to conceive, whether it's wanted or unwanted. It's not really God making them to conceive. Yes, he allows, he makes it favorable. It's God who gives us children, he's the giver of the children. But there's also a part of a man making a decision to be able to do what? To conceive. So we shouldn't take the responsibility from the sinner to God. I'm not saying all women who conceive in these instances are sinners, but where I sin, I think it is a choice I would have made. And the God we serve is a God of new beginnings. We can start all over again and our life can be okay.
And there are many children, those said children that have been spoken about that are not being taken care of. I know many parents that are in the church that acknowledge when they see their friends misstepping with their own kids. And I think that's the blackness that we've lost amongst our community sometimes, of Ubuntu, of taking care of the next child, not just because, you know, then, oh, no, that's not my child, I don't need to worry. It is, hello, because your children will grow around those children, and in some way it's going to affect you. And even if it doesn't, how can we not see another child in need and put in help? And to a lot of barren women out there, I don't know myself if I am barren or I am able to have children, but it has always been one of my wishes to be able to adopt children. I believe that there are many children that need a home, and that is up to
That's
you,
true.
You know, ultimately. And as you said, it's not on God. We have the choice to make. And sometimes our bodies betray us, but there are other avenues
That's
to
true.
Get there. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Well, Shepherdess, I'm going to miss talking to you because I think this might be the last time we're talking on the show for now, because I'm going to be giving it her show back to her, Zanele Zama. And, but thank you so much for joining me this week and, you know, dissecting very difficult conversations. But thank you for your openness.
You bring tough ones.
Pardon?
I'm saying you bring very tough questions.
I really do. I really do. I try my best. I try my best
That's
to make
true.
Sure we
That's
get
true.
Into the cracks of the matter. Okay. But thank you so much for bearing with me and also for sharing and for being on the show. We really appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day too.
Thank you, Shepherdess. That was our Shepherdess Namushi on the line, who was just dissecting this question of abortion. And if you missed it, fear not, we have podcasts that are available for you on the AWR app as well as on www.sidmedia.org, and you can go under the AWR and find our information there. Thank you so much for staying tuned to AWR, powered by SID Media. This is Mid-Morning Empowerment, and right now we are in the music takeover. Remember, send through your song requests. I'm here for you. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to fellowship with you. Let's go in to the music takeover.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.